Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there are some big wine companies that I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to. Then there's some other big wine companies that I really say, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job. And Kendall Jackson is one of those.
Absolutely. They have their fingers in so many different projects. All of which are interesting, and they, from my understanding, they give their winemakers tremendous freedom to go and just do what they do and let the business people worry about the business part. So it's actually pretty exciting. Here's a couple of new offerings in the Jackson Family Wines KJ portfolio. Hey, it's springtime, early summer. California Pinot Gris is going to be a hot number. This is Kendall Jackson 2013 Pinot Gris. It's the Vintner's Reserve designation. They've done something a little bit interesting here because it's 79% Pinot Gris, but it's also then got 9% Roussanne, 4% Grüner Veltliner, 3% Chardonnay, 3% Viognier, and 3% Albarino. So this is sort of the whites of springtime all blended together, and it really works. It's got this wonderful crisp acidity, this big floral nose, and a lot of good stuff going on.
It also sounds like some experimental vineyards are finding a home.
Well, I don't know, but I got to tell you, this was really tasty.
I don't doubt it.
I think there's going to be some stuff that's going to show up later.
I think so.
But so, in any event, that was a pretty good bottle for about $16 to $18. This is a wine I actually talked about 6 months ago. It's the La Crema 2012 Willamette Valley Oregon Pinot Noir. And when I tried this a couple of months ago, I liked it. I remember commenting that it was a little bit thin and a little lighter on the palate than I was anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
Same wine, 3 or 4 months more in the bottle. Amazing. Still very soft and delicate, but it's just got unbelievable complexity. Violets, berry, bay leaf, a little bit of strawberry and pomegranate with a little bit of vanilla spicy notes going on. This is going to cost you about $27 to $30. I thought this was just a stunning example of Oregon Pinot Noir.
Well,
very pleased.
It pays to keep an open
mind.
It
sure did. I mean, I didn't dislike it before, but this is just awesome now. Stone Street. Stone Street is sort of a high-end property for the Jackson family portfolio, and the wines have always been really good. They've tended to be really powerful and brawny and not always delivering the kind of finesse that I would look for.
Mm-hmm.
No longer the case. The 2012 Stone Street Estate Vineyards Alexander Valley Chardonnay is just dynamite. It's got plenty of power, but there's a lot more finesse going on. Toasty oak, vanilla, citrus, very fleshy, but this wonderful minerality that pervades through the entire thing. It's pretty, pretty nice and sells for about $35. Two cabs, their regular Alexander Valley Cabernet, which sells for about $35 to $40, and then a single vineyard designation, I believe. It's called Rockfall, which is a pricey wine. These are both Saturday night dinner, classy, classy wines. I think for the money, I would go with the regular Alexander Valley Cab. But if you want one to cellar, go for the Rockfall. Just huge, concentrated, silky, dusty. Both of these are just going to deliver on all cylinders. And I tell you, I'm actually going to probably buy a couple of these to stick them away because I've not seen Stone Street look this good ever before. This was great.
Oh, that's really, really good news. So we have a lot of good things coming from our friends at Kendall Jackson.
We sure do.
We'll put them on the website at WYPR.org. Hope people can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.